The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is fascinating to see what gets people into trouble today. It really is. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Thank you. Hey, if you were not listening earlier, we had a great time at the State House this morning at the Ohio 714 prayer rally at the State House on the west steps of the Capitol building. We had a great crowd, actually larger than what I expected. It was a great size crowd on the west side of the State House. Many of you were there, and I appreciate it. We had a long period of time just to pray for our nation, for our state of Ohio, the educators, our media, our elected representatives, the police, the military, the business community. It was a great event, and for those of you that were there, thank you for being there. I am assuming they will have it again next year, probably the first week of June again, and if you couldn't make it today, I hope you'll join us next year. Great event. All right, it is amazing what can get someone in trouble today. A U.S. Catholic bishop, Thomas Tobin, he is the head of the Catholic Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, has gotten himself in real trouble. What did he do? Well, he repeated the same Catholic doctrine that they have believed for centuries. Nothing new. Absolutely nothing new whatsoever. He was repeating settled Catholic doctrine. Well, specifically, he addressed the Pride Month activities, and he's found himself in real trouble. He's into social media, Bishop Thomas Tobin is, and he tweeted this out Saturday. No, Sunday. He tweeted this out Sunday. He said, and I quote, "A reminder that Catholics should not support or attend LGBTQ Pride Month events held in June. They promote a culture and encourage activities that are contrary to Catholic faith and morals. They are especially harmful for children." All right. This has been the position of the Roman Catholic Church for centuries. Now, if you go back 300 years ago, they didn't have Pride Month. That wouldn't have been acceptable in any culture, any country. So that is kind of new. But the position of the Roman Catholic Church on homosexuality, the LGBTQ thing, is well established and for centuries. That is also the historic traditional position of Protestants. That is the historical position of evangelicals. This is the historical traditional position of all Christians for the last 2,000 years. So this is not out of the ordinary. It's not crazy. It's not off the deep end. It's not radical. It's mainstream Christianity. But boy, has he gotten himself in trouble. Oh, my goodness, people are attacking him, threatening him. Movie stars are having all kinds of meltdowns over it. A Julian Clary, I'm not familiar with him, but maybe some of you are, said this in a tweet, May God strike you down, Bishop, at his earliest convenience. Most of you are familiar with Mia Farrow, the actress. She says, this is pure ignorance and bigotry. Ignore this hate-filled hypocrite. His mindset leads only to suffering. He brings to mind those priests who molested my brothers. Of course we should embrace our LGBTQ brothers and sisters and children. Jesus spoke of love. Okay. Most of you are smarter than the average bear. And the minute you hear this thing about, this is about love, you know that's phony baloney. That is garbage. It's not about love. Well, it's nobody's business who someone else loves. Really? How about a brother and sister? Oh, no, no, no. Well, what if they really love each other? What about a mother and her son in a sexual relationship? Oh, no, no, no. Well, what if they really love each other? You see what I'm saying? This old phony argument, it doesn't make any difference who they love. We judge all the time who loves each other. There is appropriate, there is inappropriate. There is safe, there is unsafe. There is healthy, there is unhealthy. There is good, there is bad. There is right, there is wrong kinds of love. What a phony, shallow argument, and yet that's the best argument we ever hear. It's all about love. And then, of course, there is this argument. The president of the Rhode Island Pride, Joe Lazzarini, told the Boston Globe, we woke up this morning and we saw the bishop's tweet and were honestly flabbergasted. Why? Why is he flabbergasted? This has been the official position of the Catholic Church for centuries. Why is he flabbergasted? Then he said, Jesus never said a word about homosexuality, about pride, or the queer community. Yes, he did. He did speak about pride. The Bible is filled with things about pride. But Jesus also didn't say anything about pedophilia or bestiality. There are many things that Jesus did not mention by name. Jesus didn't mention anything about robbing an ATM. There's nothing. I don't care how hard you look, there is nothing in the New Testament about ATMs and robbing them. I mean, there are thousands of things that Jesus didn't mention specifically. But he laid down basic principles, and one of the principles that Jesus laid down without any question whatsoever is that marriage is between one man and one woman. Yes, Jesus did clarify that. Yes, Jesus talked about marriage being between one man and one woman. Yes, he did. So again, the next time you hear, well, it's all about love and we shouldn't care about who loves who, that's garbage. The next time you say, Jesus never said a word about homosexuality. Again, such a phony, shallow, nonsensical argument. Now, I've got to take a break. What about this thing that Jesus never said anything about pride? And what about this whole thing of Pride Month and Pride rallies and Pride parades? What does the Bible say about pride? Is there even one place in the Bible where pride is encouraged? And that's a whole thing about the whole homosexual movement. It's about pride, 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 pride. Pride parades, the pride flag, pride rallies. Yeah, we'll take that up when we return.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
What What does the Bible have to say about pride? June is Pride Month. And by the way, Mark and Columbus, hang tight. I'll be with you in just a moment. But if I don't finish my thought, I will forget. June is Pride Month. We're to embrace pride. We're to celebrate pride. We're to embrace pride. Well, Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction. During the last break, I was trying to think, I was racking my brain, if there is even a single verse of scripture that has anything positive to say about pride. The only thing that I can think of in the Bible about pride is negative, a warning, a warning, a warning. Now, what was the great sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, I know what 99% of people would say, Christians. If you ask people, what was the great sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, you know what they'll say. Homosexuality. Really? Ezekiel chapter 16. Ezekiel chapter 16. We are given a list. God gives us a list of the sins of Sodom, the sins that caused God to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me read it for you, Ezekiel chapter 16, beginning in verse 8. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister has not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thy and thy daughters. Behold, listen carefully, behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. And then there's a list of the sins of Sodom. And whenever God gives us a list, he does it intentionally, the most important being first. All right, here's verse 49, Ezekiel chapter 16. Behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Pride. Number one, pride. Fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination. Oh, that abomination thing, that would be the sexual sin. That was the last sin, not the first. That was last in line. And yet you ask almost any Christian, what was the great sin of Sodom? They will tell you sexual abomination, homosexuality. Well, there was abomination, but it was not first, it was last. Number one, top of the list, pride. I want you to think about this in relationship to June being Pride Month. Are you with me? We have pride parades, pride flags, pride galas. We have Pride Month. June is all about pride, 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 pride. It is pride that led to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and ultimately it was pride that caused the sexual abomination in Sodom. But it did not begin with the abomination. It began with pride. No. Fast forward a few thousand years, about 3,000 years. We got Ezekiel 16. Fast forward 3,000 years. And we have the same sin that was present in Sodom, characterized first and foremost by pride, that resulted in sexual sin and other sins. And now today, we have even political leaders, senators, representatives, judges, mayors, city councils declaring, this is Pride Month. Isn't it wonderful? Just think what the Bible says about pride. You put it all together, man's nature has not changed. Pride. So even if you have no problem with the homosexuality and the same sex, even if you don't have any pride, any problem with that, you certainly should have a problem with a culture celebrating the worst sin of all, pride. All right, let's go to Mark in Columbus. Mark, you've been very patient. Thank you. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thank you. Yeah, I got to agree with you. I don't like haughty people. I don't like arrogant people. I don't like really proud people. And it's in the Bible.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Okay. I
better go pray. Hey, but I wish that our president had the same attitude towards homosexuality as that bishop does.
Well, I do too. I do too.
To stick up. Yeah. I mean, he celebrates Pride Month.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And, I promised that I would praise him when he was worthy of praise and criticize him. And he released a statement celebrating June as Pride Month for the homosexual community. He did. And when we praise him, we should praise him. And when he does something that is not worthy of praise, we should say that as well. And you're right. He did.
Just a second. Have you got just a second?
Yeah.
Now, one thing that he did do, in along with that, and it's a shame that he celebrated Pride Month, but he said he's got this thing where he's trying to get all these countries to quit killing homosexuals.
Yeah.
And, I'm all for that, man.
Sure.
I mean,
you
hate the sin, love the sinner.
And he stopped the transgender thing in the military. That's good.
Right.
That's good.
He
has his stance on the same-sex thing is a mixed bag. He's done some really, really great things. He's done some very questionable things. So it's kind of a mixed bag. Yeah. All right, Mark.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks. God bless you. Some people are very – I'm not saying this about Mark. Some people are very proud of their humility, I'm not saying that about him. But this whole thing of pride, when you see Pride Month, Pride Parade, Pride Celebration, Pride Flags, just remember, even if you take the same-sex thing off the table, okay, we're not even going to talk about that. The Bible never, 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 never encourages pride. Pride goes before destruction. And again, the chief primary sin of Sodom was pride, because it ultimately led to sexual abomination.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.